Morning Watch, The Preparation of the Bride, Week 1. The Bride, the Goal of the Lord's Recovery. Friday Related Verses. Revelation 19:8. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints. Philippians 3:9-15. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. If perhaps I may attain to the out resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained, or am already perfected, but I pursue, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Let us therefore, as many as are full grown, have this mind. And if in anything you are otherwise minded, this also God will reveal to you. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Related reading. In Revelation 19:8, the fine linen, which is the righteousnesses of the saints, refers to Christ lived out of us in our daily life. This indicates that while the church is under great degradation, we should be the overcomers to live Christ and even live him out as our subjective righteousness day by day. In verse 8, the word clean refers to the nature, whereas bright refers to the expression. The Greek word translated righteousnesses may also be rendered righteous acts. The righteousnesses do not refer to the righteousness which is Christ that we received for our salvation. The righteousness we receive for our salvation is objective and enables us to meet the requirement of the righteous God, whereas here the righteousnesses of the overcoming saints are subjective and enable us to meet the requirement of the overcoming Christ. Hence, the fine linen indicates Christ as our overcoming life, whom we live out of our being. The righteousness that is Christ himself is sufficient for us to be justified and saved. This righteousness is singular in number. The use of righteousnesses in Revelation 19:8 is in the plural, however, and proves that what is mentioned in this verse is not Christ as our righteousness for us to be justified. Rather, it is righteous deeds, the daily walk, the Christian living, which Christ as our life works out through us. This outworking of the inner life is the white linen with which we are clothed. In order to attend a feast, especially a wedding feast, we must dress in a proper way. In the same way, we need the proper clothing in order to attend the wedding feast of the Lamb. According to the revelation of the whole Bible, we, the saved ones, need two garments, one for our salvation and one for our reward. For our salvation, we need a robe to cover us. This robe is the robe put on the prodigal son in Luke 15. Upon his return, the prodigal son thought himself unworthy to be in the presence of the father. But the father said to his servants, "Bring out quickly the best robe and put it on him." We all have this first robe, which is Christ as our righteousness, our justification, that enables us to stand before the righteous God. However, we also need the second garment. this garment is not for our salvation. Rather, it is for our reward, qualifying us to attend the wedding feast of the Son of God. The first garment qualifies us to meet God for our salvation. The second garment is the work of the Holy Spirit within us. It is actually the Christ by whom we live and whom we live out. It is the Christ expressed through us in our daily living. This is illustrated by the wedding garment in Matthew 22:11 and 12. In this parable, the Lord spoke of a man who comes into the wedding feast without a wedding garment. The king, seeing the man, says, "Friend, how do you come in here without a wedding garment?" The guest is speechless. Then the king says to his servants, "Bind his feet and hands and cast him out into the outer darkness. In that place there will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth." According to the custom of the ancient Jews, no one could attend a wedding feast without a special wedding garment. If we would be qualified to attend the wedding feast of Christ, we need to live by Christ and live him out in our daily living. This Christ, the subjective Christ, will be the wedding garment to qualify us to be admitted into the wedding feast. Therefore, we need both the justifying garment and the wedding garment.